This is episode 1718. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. I welcome you to the very first episode of a brand new series we're launching into this week, all about friendship. This is part of a four-part collection of meditation series focused on different aspects of love. And this is the third series in that four-part collection on love, and it's all about the love of friendship. As you explore the different meditation techniques that are shared with you in each episode of this series, you'll discover a different meditation technique in each episode. And the techniques will include a visualization in today's episode, an affirmation technique, a breathing technique, a mudra, a chakra focus, and even an herbal tea that you can have fun with as you explore the meditation series. In fact, we now have teas. So if you would like to receive a subscription meditation tea box where the different herbs that I share in each week's series are delivered to your doorstep. So for this week, the herb is rose. Rose is a flower, actually, that you may not have considered sipping before. It's popular in the Middle Eastern countries to sip rose tea. Rose creates harmony and beauty for you. So this is the tea we're exploring this week, and it's a way to have fun as you explore friendship this week. Now, with all herbs, you want to check and make sure that they are going to be beneficial to you, especially if you take other medications, you are pregnant, or you're nursing. You always want to take care with herbs. So your herb for this week's series is rose tea, and you can find that on the website at sipandom.com. As well, you can find the full guided meditations where you can meditate for up to half an hour each and every day. You can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks absolutely free. It's SIPANDOM, Sip and Om. And there you receive access to over 1,700 guided meditations, as well as a journal customized for the week's theme. So you receive a friendship journal this week with a daily reflection question. And you also receive a slowdown guide with each technique I share with you nicely laid out for you. People say this is a meditation cheat sheet at their fingertips. They grab a technique or two as they start their day. So that is where you can find a little more meditation support, the Sip and Om meditation app. In this week's series, you will be guided with the wisdom of some notable people throughout millennia who have shared insight about friendship. And we will be exploring C.S. Lewis, who was a prolific writer. He was also a professor at both Cambridge and Oxford in England. And he died in 1963. And he left a wealth of insight about many different topics in his books, including a fantasy book that you may be familiar with, The Chronicles of Narnia. Well, he also wrote a book, The Four Loves, that I've been sharing with you in this love collection of meditations. C.S. Lewis had this to say about friendship, the love between friends. He said, "We develop a kinship over something in common, and that longing for camaraderie makes friendship all the more wanted. Friendship must be about something," Lewis says, "even if it were only an enthusiasm for dominoes or white mice. Those who have nothing can share nothing. Those who are going nowhere can have no fellow travelers. Friendships have begun faith movements, developed entire areas of thought, and contributed to many projects from art to business." And the ancient Greeks and Romans considered friendship to be the greatest love of all. And that contrasts with how we regard love today. We are more inclined to regard romantic love as the greatest love at all. You can be blinded by love. You can even be forgiven many misdeeds in the name of love. It can seem like a badge of honor if you go to all efforts, even if they're not so kind, because of love, as we explored in last week's Romantic Love series. You can go back and take a listen to that. We're not so forgiving when it comes to friendship, the love between friends. We even think these days of friendship as coming and going. Friends come, friends go. And this depends where you live. In the country where I live, in the United States, I would say that where I live currently, there are many subcultures within the greater culture, but in many transient areas of the country, of which there are many, people are coming and going. And so you sort of expect that while you're friends with someone, they might not be in your life forever. In fact, they may only be friends of yours temporarily. You might keep in touch with them, and social media makes this easier, but that can be so superficial. You are following someone not based on what's truly going on in their life. So your friend may have put up a picture of the perfect family or the perfect partner or the perfect home or job, not showing you that just before they snapped the image, you may have felt depressed. You may have been experiencing extreme anxiety. So many people put up false images of themselves, how we want people to perceive us. And that is not the true friendship we'll be exploring in this week's series. So as you go through the series this week, I encourage you to reflect on those people in your life who you consider true friends, where you have a love for these people, a love based on your friendship. And as you get ready to meditate today, as you settle yourself down and close your eyes and begin to calm your mind and body, focusing on your breath, bring to mind a great friend in your life. Maybe someone you were friends with in your youth. Maybe that person is still a dear, great friend of yours. and think about the qualities you each brought to the friendship. This is your reflection technique for today. Meditate to the point where you could go a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.